Kyrie eleison.
A news: poor planning ruins rapture. 3rd of July 2007. I'm your narrator. Modus operandi. Earth, solar system. The rapture, long awaited by people who don't want to hang around to see how it all turns out, finally occurred this morning, catching even the most militant biblical literalists by surprise. At approximately 2 o'clock, Greenwich Mean Time, parts of citizens across the globe simply disappeared.
Yeah, my bad.
Apologized the Archangel Michael at the post-rapture press conference.
It's a numbers thing, you see. We'd initially planned for 144,000 male Jewish versions, plus guests, making for a maximum total of less than 300,000 people, body and soul.
Industry, transportation, and communications worldwide were interrupted after bits of people were raised bodily up to heaven to be with our Lord. Period keys on keyboards, for example, remained unpushed for the better share of a day after the third fingers of typists departed the right hands to which they had previously been permanently attached, leading to many run-on sentences with no end in sight, sentences that paused occasionally for brief moments to allow the reader to catch his or her breath, but that, nonetheless, proved virtually impossible to bring to a satisfactory and conventional full stop.
Until I punched a clock at the end of the workday, I had to pretend that every sentence I typed ended either in excitement or a question,
admitted one secretary in a conversation about the missing digit.
Losing it wasn't so bad. What really annoys me is that my eyebrows went poof at the same time. Now no one knows my emotional state. Well, I'm surprised, and I can assure you at the time of the rapture I certainly was, no one in the office could tell. I had to jiffy marker some in. Of course, one ended up crooked, so now I look like I'm scheming. Thanks a lot, Jesus.
Jesus Christ. Through an interpreter, as no one speaks Aramaic anymore, blames the fallout entirely on mankind. I came back when I said I'd come back, dammit. Romans destroyed the temple, then some tribulations. Signs, me. My Olivet Discourse, remember? Jesus is like you people haven't even read my book. Said Mr. Christ's interpreter, after the pair took the podium from Michael. Saw this shit happen. I come back shortly after the second temple was destroyed in 70 AD or so, and boom, I get run over by a camel. The rest of the plan pretty much went to shit after that fiasco. With all the chaos of the Roman occupation and the diaspora, it took until now for us to figure out how to teleport you here. Fragments of you anyway. Mr. Christ then yielded the podium to Gabriel, the rapture's head of logistics. Known as Heaven's Prankster Gabriel, using Moroni as a pseudonym, once lent a human in the USA some bric-a-brac that he had laying around the afterlife just to mess with his head. I'm even more sorry than Gabriel, he candidly admitted.
The revised plan for the rapture made sense at the time. Since the rapture program was late for nearly 2 millennia, the population of the Earth, and the number of rapturable Christians with it, exploded! We were faced with two options, either expand heaven to accommodate the huge number of incoming bodies, which would have cost a fortune, or just bamf up the most pious bits.
While the mess on Earth proved fairly easy to clean up, as most people lost parts that weren't in use at the time, the mess in heaven will be harder to clear up, as most of heaven's staff say that cleaning up a giant pile of bloody appendages isn't in their work description. Plus, like this pious ass here, closed Gabriel, holding up an unblemished pair of post-rapture buttocks.
Unless parts were tattooed, we have no idea to whom they belong. We're probably just going to put the unclean parts together and make some really creepy snowmen.
That was the news. Now go out and get some sun.
A bling dong, bling a bling dong, bling a bling dong, bling a bling dong.